Hello, friendos. We didn't think you'd come back, but you did. It's time for another Patches and Stitches Simpsons Podcast Extravaganza. We're going to take two brothers plus one episode of Simpsons, add them together, and we get woohoo! We start every podcast off with a brief description of the episode of Simpsons that we watched, in case that you did not watch it with us. And here to do that recap is Z Stitches.
This week we reviewed Waverly Hills 90210 Doe. Marge discovers that Springfield Elementary isn't challenging her children, so she devises a plan to get a cheap apartment in Waverly Hills, a rich neighborhood, so that her kids can go to school there. The kicker is the school inspector has to do a random home visit, so Homer actually has to stay in the junky apartment. Bart plays the bad boy persona while telling the popular girls that Lisa is the best friend with pop star Alaska Nebraska to get her on their side. The episode ends with everyone fed up with Waverly Hills and heads back to Springfield Elementary. Welcome to the podcast.
Nice. I like your recap, your rundown. Hey, it was Waverly Hills. I don't know if I ever caught it. Was it a suburb of Springfield or just a different?
They actually called Springfield the suburb.
Okay. All right.
So Waverly Hills was like the big town around,
which we've never heard of before this episode.
Right.
And we only heard about it because at dinner, where Milhouse was eating dinner with him, he talks about his cousin going to school there.
Waverly Hills. Do you think that this came directly out of one of the writer's actual experiences living next to Beverly Hills?
Maybe not Beverly Hills, but yes. Living next to one of the better school districts. Because I know parents definitely do that, where if you live in a bad school district, you kind of want to get your kids into a good one, but you don't necessarily want to move to that place. So, like, I don't know if you covered it in the rundown, but they were just going to rent an apartment in Waverly Hills.
Right.
Are you going to sing the song, or are we going to wait till later till we sing the song?
you could sing it.
Not yet. Now you put me on the spot. So.
How much Homer Simpson are you in this episode?
Oh, mercy. So, I don't think they didn't play this up too hard, that he didn't fight it too much, that he had to live in this little cruddy apartment. Well, first off, like in the episode, they want to have an apartment in Waverly Hills, but they want it to be as cheap as possible. And it was quite humorous how Homer went out looking for the cheapest apartment possible. So is that what you're talking about? Because I am pretty cheap.
No, and I'm talking... Oh.
They didn't play it up too much that they did not want to live there until they found out the school inspector was going to randomly check them. So then Homer didn't really fight that he had to live there in the apartment, but then he quickly turned to liking it because he had some guys down the hall that threw beer bashes and he got to play his...
Video games
and just kind of hang out by and be a bachelor. So was your question, is it a rip on me or is it just a question on like how much is Homer a typical average male?
Well, I guess this question, I didn't really think too hard about it until you kind of recapped it. And sometimes on the, for work, I have to be on the road, spending time in hotel rooms. Okay. And it kind of takes me back to like their first Homer and Marge's first conversation that night, and he's sad to be away from him. And I think he really is sad to be away from him, and I'm sad to be away from my family. But then there's this part of like freedom, like Homer could do. He had his like bachelor pad, so he had like the best of both worlds, and he just kind of slipped back into doing whatever he wanted to do. Which it's not like Homer is.
I'll answer the question that way then, because I think I get it now. Is I think that's most guys. I think if you put guys back into the wild, into the wilderness, they would pretty quickly go back as Homer did. revert back to. But, I mean, what they don't do in the episode is, like, he doesn't miss his kids at all. Or his wife. I should probably throw her in there, too. So he does not miss his family at all. He just kind of slips right back into bachelor life. But I've actually spent, like, a weekend out with my buddies before, you know, like, going to a cabin or camping and stuff.
Yeah.
And we quickly kind of revert back to, like, not washing dishes and leaving shit lay everywhere and just 20-year-old guys. So I think that's definitely, that's not just me, that's everyone.
Well, they didn't just revert Homer. I mean, did the whole thing where, like, Marge became his, like, old girlfriend where it, like, the spark was there and, like, they would go to parties and...
Yeah, it was fun. And then I loved it because then they quickly fast forward where it starts becoming not fun. They have to go to brunch with her mother. She decorates the house. Yeah. Hey, who was Alaska, Nebraska based off of?
Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God. I did not have young kids during that time. You didn't either, did you? You just
you just randomly knew that, didn't you?
How did you know that? Yeah, just because the Alaska, Nebraska, that makes sense. Oh, man. I knew it was... Because obviously Disney does this with a lot of... Unfortunately, with a lot of young ladies, they make them pop stars where they have a show and they're singers. But I knew that with the name Alaska, Nebraska was based on one specific one.
What did you think of that whole storyline?
The whole Lisa doesn't fit in with the rich kids and the rich school was going to be hard to stomach for a long time. So the Alaska, Nebraska thing was at least kind of funny. But Bart's role of him being a bad boy and getting arrested by Chief Wiggum.
Yeah.
He bribed Chief Wiggum Chief Wiggum bribed him that he would arrest him on the first day at his new school, so he would be a bad boy as long as Bart went to the Ralph's birthday party. I thought that was funny.
I did too. I loved when the gangsters showed up and at the meeting site, and he's like, "All right, I'll let you go, but you guys have to come to Ralph's birthday party." And then Batman's going to be there, and they all run away.
Oh, I was like, they didn't want to. I forgot it was Batman.
Who is... Oh, what is his name? Tight Lips Johnny? No. What is the other mobsters? There's Liggs, Louie. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Johnny Tight Lips, okay.
Yeah, I love that guy. Every time. Yeah. He's one of my favorite ads.
They don't kill the character a little too much. They don't play it up too hard. There's never been an episode about Johnny Tightlips. Reading about my notes for the school to Dr. Bettelheim, who is the principal there.
Oh, that's what I wrote down. Bettelheim, yeah.
He had Homer's voice, which is fine, because he didn't talk too much. But there was a little back and forth between Superintendent Chalmers and Principal Skinner, which I thought was pretty... They kind of played it off like Principal Superintendent Chalmers was cheating on... Yeah. Principal Skinner, and they had some dialogue along those lines.
I thought Bettelheim was going to be a bigger part in this episode, and he just didn't show up anymore. I don't know.
Well, we didn't talk about that. I don't know if I've ever seen this episode before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, So was it weird when I started singing, "Waverly Hills, that's where I want to be"? Gimme, gimme.
Gimme.
Last week?
Did you do that last week?
Yes.
No, because that's the first thing I thought of, too. The song, I'm glad they did it, because that song fits perfect. Squatting in Waverly Hills. Here's a question for you, a Simpsons question. So I noticed, like, in Waverly Hills, there's palm trees in the background. Does it ever upset you that the Simpsons get to live by the ocean, the mountains, the desert, palm trees? They get to have winter, summer in the winter sometimes. They get to do whatever season and whatever evergreen forest or whatever they need, they get to have it.
No, I'm fine with it being a cartoon and it's not a real place and it's just Maybe it's not even on this planet. Maybe it's a whole nother planet somewhere else.
But like you said, it's a cartoon. If a real show tried to do that, we'd all be upset, right?
Yeah. I think people would point it out, and I think people are upset about that now. Is I think people would probably have said things about to The Simpsons, like, "Oh, how can you do all that stuff?" It's like, it's a TV show.
I don't normally notice it. I try not to notice it anymore, but this one was just when I saw the palm trees by Waverly Hills School, I was like, oh, palm trees, huh? Because obviously you don't see palm trees in Springfield.
Do you remember any posters, like reading posters, when you went to elementary school?
Oh, I might be getting confused because now I look at them when I drop my kids off. So do I remember any? I think I was like a kid of the 80s. So I'm going to say something like with Mr. T, maybe. Something with a rocket.
Ooh, a rocket. That could be.
But I don't remember. I don't remember any of the keep on trucking slogans or reading is good kind of slogans.
So Springfield Elementary had one that I thought was pretty funny. It had give a hoot, read a book. It took me like 2 days. I was like, I know that's funny, but what am I missing? I'm like, give a hoot.
That's funny.
Don't pollute. Oh yeah. And Krusty was on the picture on the poster, which I
no, that's pretty funny.
I felt like, I mean, the first thing you brought up was Mr. T. So, like, yeah, I felt like they used a bunch of old, or actually at that time, probably big stars to promote reading.
Yep.
The other poster nugget that I found was when they cut to Miss Krabappel at her second job. In the background, there's a Heimlich maneuver poster.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the guy is spitting up a full lobster.
Oh, man. You know, I looked at that poster intentionally trying to find a nugget. I didn't see that. You know what? I might have seen the lobster, but maybe I just didn't think it was worth a nugget. I have an observation. I don't know if I'll give it a nugget. Did you see the rich girls when Bart goes up to talk to them to try to get Lisa in? They were eating with chopsticks and they were having like sushi or whatever for lunch.
They're eating a bento box.
What are those called? Okay, I thought cool. I didn't think you would know because I didn't know what they are. What are those things?
So they're like single takeout, one dish kind of takeout that you would take for lunch, but in the Japanese culture.
How do you know about those?
I've had bento boxes before, and I saw it, and I was like, they're eating bento boxes.
Are those pretty hoity-toities?
You know, I did a lot of Google, tell me about expensive bento boxes. And I kept on getting back, here are some bento boxes in your area. No, I don't know. I think so. I think they might be kind of, I don't think like most kids would take bento boxes, but maybe that's like a Waverly Hills thing. Like maybe that's something okay. Rich people do.
I never knew before this podcast what a bento box was. So
did you have any big laugh out loud moments?
Yeah, well the one I had a couple. Raccoon's Choice trash cans.
Yes.
Okay. And then man,
here let me take that one for a little bit because that originally annoyed me. Because, you know, he throws one garbage can, two garbage cans.
Yes.
And then there comes a big flood. And I'm like, all right, come on. Like,
yes,
that's annoying. And then they cut to the storefront. And I was like, all right, I'll forgive it.
I think the raccoon was winking, too, wasn't he?
Yes.
I liked it when Milhouse was eating at dinner and Homer was talking about how you don't get to keep, you know, you're not, you don't remember your yes. elementary school friends. And he starts singing Stand By Me.
Yes.
To try to like taunt Bart. But then Milhouse gets up and sings a duet with him.
Yes.
They put their arms around together and they're singing Stand By Me to Bart. I thought that was funny.
I had one that really made me laugh was when Lisa gets a B+. And in her head, she's thinking, like, this is what it's like to be challenged. What are you going to do now? Who are you going to be? And then it cuts to the wide of her and she just starts crying.
Yes.
I was just like, this is like the truth. Like, okay. I feel like everybody's like, I want to be challenged. Yeah, I want to be challenged. And then when you're really challenged, you're like, this sucks. I don't want to be challenged. I wanted everything easy.
That is so funny. That's my note. Is Lisa cried when she got challenged, just like we all do. That was the note I wrote. Because you nailed it. You're like, yeah, I want to push myself. And then the moment that you get pushed, you're like, I don't want to anymore. Please, no. Can I go back to Easy Town? Yeah.
The other one that made me laugh was when the school inspector is going through their house, and he finds the book Go Dog Go. And he pages through it. He's like, go dog, go. Missing a page. Yep, this is the place where children live.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, that happens with every go dog, go that I've ever seen. Is it's ripped to pieces and it's just not treated very nicely.
I don't know that book. Is it just that book that kids like to rip? Or are you just talking about kids like ripping books?
I think specifically that book, because it's a Dr. Seuss book, and it's like one of the first it's like the first Dr. Seuss book that you might read to your children because it's just like, go dog, yeah, go. I don't know. Dog, it's not very hard. And
I think and that's why The Simpsons are great, is I think to really love that joke, you have to be a parent. I mean, you can like that joke, but if you're a parent, you're like, yep, every book that we own has scratches in it, coloring, ripped pages, whatever. My kids are teenagers. No, I'm just kidding. First, Poke the Bear. In this episode, Lisa breaks into, what's her name? Alaska, Nebraska's dressing room to try to talk her into giving her some free tickets. And that doesn't work, and she gets escorted out. Have you ever been escorted out by security before, of any place?
Ooh, let me think. Escorted out by security. I feel like you asked this because you think it's a slam dunk for me, but I don't think I've ever been escorted out. I'm saying that weird. Escorted out. Escorted out of a place by security.
Really? I did think you'd have a funny start. I'm not going to lie. I thought you would have a funny story.
It was one of my friend's 21st birthdays, and like,
yep.
he got really drunk and walked outside. I went out to check on him and then tried to get back in the bar, and the bartender was like, nope, you're not in. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, you're done in here. I'm like, I was just checking on. He's like, nope, you're out. And I'm like, I have like my whole group is in there. Like,
did you try to sneak in?
No, I think I was just super angry.
You're just done. And you're like,
I'm not going to. Yeah.
I can't think of how to get in because I'm too drunk. I have a similar story where we were going, and I was with this, I think I was around 24, 25, and one of the ladies that we were with, she could barely walk, and we go up to the bouncer, and he looks at her, and he's like, no, we're not going to let you in there. And I look at the bouncer, and I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm drunker than she is. And he's like, well, now we're not going to let you in either. And I'm like, well, good call.
Well played, yeah. Patches. Well played.
No, I don't remember. I don't, like, super embarrassing. I bet you and I could think of a story where we did. I think your bachelor party, we were close in a couple places.
Was security taking us out? I don't know.
You had some dirty looks at your bachelor party at least one place.
Oh, boy.
They just didn't have a bouncer. Their problem was that they
stays
didn't
off the podcast.
No. I think we need bachelor parties in the podcast. I think you didn't get bounced out of any bar at your bachelor party, because like every bar we went to was like too low class to have any kind of bouncer or security. Do you disagree?
That's probably true.
Okay. What else about this episode? It starts off with Marge just, like you said, not being impressed with Springfield Elementary. I thought Ralph was funny in one of the opening scenes.
Yeah, he's all right when he's taking over a class for Miss Hoover.
He takes over a class. There was one scene where he says something like, "The Amazing Ralph," and then he just jumps out the window.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know. This episode is kind of like a mixture of some other episodes for me. Like, I feel like part of it is kind of like the Globex episode where they all go to a different community and they all kind of have their own thing.
Like they all but then they want to go back home.
What was that?
But then they all want to kind of go back home, except for Homer is the last holdout. Yeah.
And then, like, the whole group of girls doesn't like Lisa and Bart comes to her rescue is kind of like the episode we watched with when they go to military camp.
Military school. Nice.
So, I don't know. So, it's got a lot of good things. And, like, I like the Homer and Marge thing, but...
That one's probably the more unique one, right? They did let Homer devolve into what guys want to be.
So,
hey, another poke the bear.
Oh, see, I have no poke the bears for you, so this is good.
This one is lesser. I don't think you're going to nail this one, but just curious. Is in this episode when Marge is complaining about Springfield Elementary to Principal Skinner, he's got alcohol in his office.
Yes.
Have you ever got to drink alcohol in an office and be like not a crumb bum, like be like swanky? Like, I'm guessing not your office, but like one of your supervisors or someone's office where it's like drinking alcohol in their office is acceptable and cool.
Like Mad Men? I don't think drinking alcohol. Yes,
exactly. Like anybody's. How about this one? Have you ever been offered or seen alcohol in office where it was not out of taste, where it's like, oh, he has some fine scotch over there?
No, I have not.
No.
I've not, no.
Neither have I.
I've seen some people bring maybe a beer.
That's not, no, not what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about a dry bar, yeah.
I'm talking about a dry bar where it's fine liquor too, and I just don't get it. I'm like, who does that? How is that a thing? At what point do you, like, if, I guess if you are a sales point, you're like, we got to close this deal. How about you have some vodka and we do this?
Well, it's never. I think that's a transition to let's go out for drinks now instead of come to the office and drink. Like, let's take this client out for drinks.
If you ever walked into someone's office and they had alcohol in there, wouldn't you be like, oh, shit, you got alcohol in here? I don't think I could not say that.
Oh, shit.
What? It happened. It's all happening.
We've gone back in time and it's amazing.
Yes. Can I have a little bit? Oh, no. I hate this stuff.
Any nuggets? From
it was a weird one, and I don't know if it's a real nugget, but like when they were at the dinner table with Milhouse, there was an upside down bird colored on the plant pot.
Okay.
Did you see that? It really stuck out to me, and I've never seen it before in my life. So there's a plant on there, would be like their serving table behind the dinner table, and there's a flower in a pot, and on the pot is an upside down dove with like a leaf in its mouth. I don't know what the significance is of that.
That is a good I've never seen it before.
There's got to be a reason. I'm trying to look in my cheat book right now, but I don't know. They put it in there for a reason, and I've never noticed it before. I'm going to look for it from now on. And I did, by the way, see the window on the garage that you mentioned last podcast, so that is the real deal.
They got a secret room up there. That's where they keep Hugo, right?
Hugo, is that his brother? No, that's
that's Bart's twin brother. So I have one. I have a Wizard Did It.
Oh, hit it! I love Wizard
All right.
Did It.
So in the scene where everybody's calling out. Like, they find out that Lisa's best friend's with Alaska, Nebraska, and everybody's calling everybody. I paused it, yes. And there's two boys that are in two different scenes, and one scene looks like they're in front of the Simpsons house, and the other one they're like just in front of a blue background. So it looks like, but it's same exact boys, the same look, same but position,
and just using background scenes that the Simpsons normally would have.
Right. So like
Wizard did it.
Are they calling
Wizard like, did it? Did you got it, buddy. These guys...
I got it.
You got it. I love it. And for those who don't know, a Wizard did it is when a nerdling sees something in a show that is not correct. And if you ever point it out to a producer or writer of the show and they don't want to answer the question because they just got lazy or they made a mistake, they could say a Wizard did it. Anytime you see anything wrong in the episode, just think of that a Wizard did it. So I think you got one.
Now,
I look for one of those every episode now.
Did you come up with a name for our new segment?
It's really bad. So if you... right now, the working title is Noises Off.
Noises Off.
I went to a play once, and that's the title of the play that I really like, and so... Do you got something better?
I don't. I think you pitched me Noises Off and I laughed at first.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe we can come up with something one? Better. I do. But after I do it, we'll have to... whatever. I'll just do it.
Sitch is going to do a noise from the episode and I have to say what character or what part of the show it was from.
The juiciest!
Oh man, that was a funny line.
So I here's my okay. Question.
Yes, no, I got it. I know it. It was when it was exactly after that scene that you're talking about that Lisa says that she's friends with Alaska, Nebraska, and all the kids start texting, and the people at the whatever says, "Do we have enough bandwidth to handle this? Because there's some gossip going on at Waverly Hills." And the other guy goes, "Is it juicy gossip?
The juiciest!
The juiciest!" And then their bandwidth blows up.
Boom. Damn, you got it. I don't know if that nice. Counts as a noise, but because it's like a line, but...
No, I'm going to allow it because I tried to actually find the noises off on this one. I could not do it.
No, it's tough. I mean, how often are people just making noises?
So this week, Stitches, I have a confession.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I thought you and I had a rule that during the week we're not supposed to watch other Simpson episodes.
Okay.
But I actually was going through season 20 and I found one where they go to Ireland.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I've never seen the episode where the Simpsons go to Ireland. And you know me, Patches, oh me, oh my, and the Simpsons. It's like, I gotta watch the episode where they go to Ireland. So I did watch it. I watched this episode again just so I didn't get him confused, but I have to admit. And the reason I bring it up, I think season 20 was a really good season.
Was this season 20?
This is season 20.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
I couldn't remember what season this was from, so.
This is season 20. And I was just going through some of the other episodes. I'm like, well, that one looks good. And I don't think I've seen a lot of them. So like season 20, I must have either like got a life or not paid my cable bill. So I feel like I'm going to make some hay watching season 20 now.
There you go.
There's a few episodes out there for me to catch.
I have some snooze for you.
Okay. Let's just wait. Hold on for the snooze.
Okay.
Snooze will come at the end. What is your showstopper? Who is it?
My showstopper is the school inspector.
We both picked him.
Predictable. I thought you might go with... He's good. He was good. And, well, do you know what movie he's from?
No Country for Old Men?
Yes. Okay. Because I think it would be weird if you didn't get that reference. Like, I think it'd be a little odd to watch this episode and be like, I don't get this joke with why is he using that device to blow off the door and validate parking?
The air. And then just his... His appearance is different, and so if you don't know what they're referencing, yes, that would be weird. So it was not the actor who did it, though. I saw that was Maurice LaMarche.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing before we started, is I looked up Maurice LaMarche because I've just heard, like, once you hear about something, like, I've heard about Maurice LaMarche like 5 times this week in different capacities. So I had to look him up, and I guess he's just really good at doing voices.
Ah.
Yeah, so he did Simpsons, and he's worked on The Critic, and he's worked on Futurama. He's done some other Ghostbuster stuff, and
so he's a just lot like of other a, animation. He's like a special voiceover guy.
Yes, he can do lots of voices, so they use him.
That's awesome.
Pinky and the Brain. Yeah. So yes, he was the showstopper, and I picked him because when he was on, I thought it was hilarious, and I wanted more of him.
Yeah, I think they could have probably used him more. I think it would have been funny if they would have brought him into the school mix.
Yes, because the school was lacking a little bit. I didn't want too much more of him because he was so funny and you don't want him to kill it. But every time his back and forth with Homer was hilarious.
I agree.
When Homer says, "Okay, friendo, do not call me friendo."
I thought we were friends. Yeah.
Which, again, like you said, if you have not seen No Country for Old Men, you don't get that character. It's called people friendo.
But you know what?
Which, do you say that? I say that all the time now. I call people friendo. Friendo.
But this is something that kind of just went off in my brain, is that back in the day when they did Godfather references, and before I watched Godfather, or like older movie references, where I didn't see the movie, but I still thought it was funny. That could be this for people who haven't seen No Country for Old Men. So they might just think this is a funny character.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Until they see the No Country for Old Men, then they would just absolutely love.
Right.
But you're right. It could be, it's funny, but it's like, if you don't know the character, you're missing a little bit.
What's your rating for this episode?
I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 poorly assembled Lego rockets.
Nice.
I thought you would think that was funnier.
Nah, I'm just excited to get to my rating of 2 Murphy beds.
2 Murphy beds?
Yes.
What's a Murphy bed?
It's the type of bed that you can hide into the wall.
Did you have to look that up, or did you know that?
I know what a Murphy bed is. I know things.
You know the Japanese takeout box. So.
And that leads right into my snooze. I've been invited to go to a college classroom and talk about the Patches and Stitches Simpson podcast extravaganza.
Oh, those poor kids. Oh, is it an accredited college?
It is Phoenix, no, I don't know.
Okay. Phoenix Online, Arizona, Trump University.
I've decided to use the platform just to talk about how I carry this podcast and how I have
question. To... Yeah. Do I have to come, or is it just you?
I don't think the invite has extended to you. They really want the A player, right? They want the show.
Well, you'll have to tell us how that turns out. When is that happening? In 2020, or is that sometime more recent going to happen?
They don't bring vegetables to college classrooms, do they?
I never did. But I brought my opinions. Ready for a bunch of kids telling you what they think.
It's all about my grassroots marketing platform for this podcast. I'm just going to go from classroom to classroom, just shouting to whoever wants to hear me.
Do you have business cards printed out yet? Please tell me. And what title did you give yourself? Because I don't know. We'll have to talk about this after.
Executive podcast producing...
Throw in the extravaganza.
Extravagant.
Next week, we will be hearing about Stitch's return to college, and we're going to be watching Season 7, Episode 20, Bart on the Road.
Bart on the Road. Kicking it back to Season 7. I like it.
Season 7, let's get back to the real stuff. Stitches, have a good week.
You also have a good week, and thanks for joining us. Waverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme.
Mooching off Waverly Hills, Waverly Hills. Get your education fraudulently. Gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Extravaganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
I'll let you go.
Oh, yeah! My mommy is the best!